it's the first law in the world that protects unmarked Native American burials and sites and ruins. No other country in the world had ever done that for their indigenous people, and Teddy Roosevelt signed that into law in 1906. The other part of the law allows the President of the United States, as an executive action, to remove from the public domain areas of scenic, scientific, historic, and natural areas that have great significance. Every single president has used the Antiquities Act. Teddy used it to proclaim the first national monuments. So a couple of Theodore Roosevelt's national monuments include the first one, Devil's Tower in Wyoming. He also did Chaco Canyon as a national monument, and most importantly, the Grand Canyon. So there's language in the Antiquities Act that says it should be the smallest amount of acreage possible. Well, Teddy never did anything small. And so because the Arizona delegation, even before statehood, was not interested in creating Grand Canyon National Park, Theodore Roosevelt set it aside as a national monument at 800,000 acres. The politicians in Arizona went apoplectic. They sued. Teddy was out of office by the time the lawsuit made it to the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court said this is an executive decision. So the Antiquities Act has stood the test of time and court issues all the way to the Supreme Court. So here we are now in 2016, right at the end of the year, with President Obama giving to the nation, and most importantly, to five different Native American tribes, a brand new national monument. This is the first time in the history of the Antiquities Act that Native Americans have actually campaigned and had excellent reasons to go forward with a national monument. And it will be a struggle. There are local communities and local counties in Utah who are very unhappy with this, primarily for one simple reason. It was all public land. The Bears Ears National Monument is made of BLM land, Forest Service land, and it includes what is Natural Bridges National Monument. What has folks so upset in Utah is the mineral withdrawal. Withdrawing from possible oil and gas exploration or mining 1.35 million acres. The proclamation goes into great lengths about prehistoric Native American sites, modern usage by tribes, particularly some great Navajo stories and Navajo myths. But the conflict is about oil and gas. So really what Bears Ears is about is, how do we think about the future? Do we protect the past? Do we preserve a landscape that is one of my favorites because it's quiet, it's big, there are limited roads. You can truly understand prehistoric ancestral Puebloan people, Fremont people, historic Ute, Navajo occupation. There are sacred sites there. There are ceremonial sites there. There's a wide range of differences between the bottoms of the canyons and then relict Engelmann spruce on north-facing slopes. It's an amazing place. So the conflict is going to be with, hey, now we can't do oil and gas exploration. We can do oil and gas exploration in other places. One of the issues is it's a desert. It's a semi-arid place. Oil and gas now takes millions of gallons of water for fracking, and what would that do to the landscape? There will probably be a fight over maintaining the monument, maintaining its borders and boundaries, but this will be the first real conflict in which Native American tribes will step up to the plate and say, no, we want this, and we want it at this size. Over 200 tribes not associated with the Southwest have also joined in through the National Congress of American Indians. Key elements in President Obama's proclamation include the American Indian Religious Freedom Act, President Clinton's executive order protecting sacred sites. So this will be very interesting to see how this develops. And those of us in Durango and the Four Corners area will be able to watch and participate in a political drama.